Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Any Way You Want Me, written by Lucy Diamond and read by Elizabeth Chan. Chapter 1. So what do you do? He said. I'm a scriptwriter, I said. That was my first lie. He raised his eyebrows. What sort of stuff do you write? I tried to sound modest. TV dramas mostly, the odd film. I gave a tiny shrug and dipped my head, trying to imply that this was not a big deal. He leaned in a fraction closer, close enough for me to smell him. Really? Nice one. He smelled expensive. He looked impressed. He seemed to think it was a big deal. Rather ashamed that it was all lies. I didn't quite know where they were coming from. It was as if someone else was speaking to him, not me. 5 minutes later, and I'd been nominated for a BAFTA, had an office in Soho, and was thinking of setting up my own production company. Well, I figured I might as well enjoy myself, and I was hardly going to tell him the truth. That would have sent him packing within seconds. I wasn't lying for any sinister reason. I'd been minding my own business, wondering if my trousers looked as tight as they felt, while I waited for Becca to come back from the bar with our drinks. Then he'd appeared beside me, sliding along the couch, one arm slung over the back of it. Jack, a pretty boy in a loud shirt, young and cocky and definitely, oh, transparently on the pull. But he'd been so charming and funny and... Okay then. He'd been so damn good-looking, I couldn't resist playing along with it, trying on a new persona to see how it fitted. And for 10 minutes, it fitted wonderfully. I even convinced myself. Then my phone bleeped. A message. I glanced at it covertly. Nathan, hungry, it said. The two words were enough to make me break off right in the middle of my Hollywood story. Nathan, hungry. Already? Oh, God. Don't go and leak now, I told myself fiercely. I could feel that familiar tingle starting at the very thought. Please don't start leaking here in public, not when I'm wearing my best dry clean only Kenzo top. Sorry, I said to Jack. I pulled a rueful shit happens face. Gotta make a call. I'm meeting someone else for a drink and they seem to be early. It was the most truthful thing I'd said all night. Oh, he replied. He looked up at me through lashes so sooty and thick they should rightfully have been on a woman. Can I take your number then? Tell you what, I said. I'll take yours. We shook hands. Nice talking to you, Sadie, he smiled. His hand felt cool and firm. Long fingers. No rings. Nice talking to you, Jack. I said. I meant it. I hadn't felt so creative for weeks. I dialed home as soon as he'd made the return swagger to his mates, who promptly started slapping him on the back and making simian whooping noises. Alex, it's me, I said. I kept my voice low. Jack had obviously made some comment or other about me as his whole posse was straining their designer shirt collars, leaning over for a good look. Is everything all right? He's not due a feed in ages. Are you sure he's hungry?